Welcome back to In Focus here on this Thursday in the icy little apple. Brady Bowman with you. Just spoke with Karen Smothers, the assistant clinical director at Pawnee Mental Health via telephone. Again, thanks for her discussing a lot of different issues with us. And during my interview with her, I did see our phones kind of light up a little bit, maybe trying to get some questions on air when usually we're doing a phone interview with somebody. We can only do one phone interview at a time. So if you do want to call back in with some of those questions you might have had, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And the topic we were discussing with Karen was talking about mental health, especially in light of the tragedy in Florida. We've heard a big influx again, as this usually happens. This is usually kind of the cycle when we have those sort of tragedies, and especially involving gun violence. Mental health is a topic that usually comes up, and it seems like everybody across the board, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, it really doesn't seem to matter. Everybody seems to agree that mental health funding and focus is an important thing for the country to focus on. But as I talked about in the previous segment, when you hear the talk, and the talk is great, but when it comes to the action and what you're seeing funding-wise, it's a little bit of a different story, as the state's experienced a lot of mental health funding cuts over the past probably decade or so, really, since the state got out of the state mental health facility business, really probably about 20 years ago, maybe even 25, 30 years ago, is really when that ball kind of started rolling, and just less and less funding for community health centers. An association that represents the state's 26 community mental health centers has issued a statement. This was back in 2016, that they had strong concerns about $30 million in cuts that it says members have suffered in that year just alone. So definitely something that if folks are going to be serious about mental health, I think you got to be serious about looking at funding for mental health. And when it comes to your elected officials, and that's the other side of this coin too, that's really interesting, is that you hear the public talk about mental health and wanting an emphasis on it. You also hear that from your elected officials that they have emphasis for. As a matter of fact, President Trump called for mental health action after the shooting, but not too long, or a few days before he made those statements, he did release his proposed budget to Congress, and it actually has some slashes to some mental health facilities. His budget blueprint slashes spending for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration by $665 million. Additionally, Bloomberg has reported that the National Institute of Mental Health would see a 30% reduction in funding. That's about a $500 million decrease in 2019 alone. So when it comes to this issue, it really just seems like people need to ask themselves, are they really serious about mental health funding? It's easy to say, and you know that's something that you can say that you support, and you know that everybody's going to agree with you and that there's going to be no disagreement. But when it comes to actual action, whether it's at the federal level or at the state level, You got to back that action. You got to back those words up with some action. And so far, when it comes to the funds, we're not, we haven't really been seeing that. I expect that'll probably change. I would like to think that that would probably change if everybody is in agreement on that. You would like to think that you're going to see the dollars go to it, and that you're going to support people and vote for people that are going to do that, that are going to fund mental health initiatives. So, again, that's something that I think that everybody is going to be looking at here over the next few years. We've been talking about a regional facility here in Manhattan for about as long as I've been covering news. And Dave, I know back when you were on the commission, I think that's something that you talked about a lot back then. And it's not a new issue to the community as far as the action we're seeing on it. They do updates. We'll go to some of these meetings when they have joint meetings, is usually when this topic comes up, with its city, county meetings. And it's, again, everybody agrees that they want to get the ball rolling on it. But as far as any action or any shovel in the ground, we haven't really seen that yet. And I know that the funding is always a big part of that.
Well, and You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, just exactly what kind of footing this effort now, especially with these high school kids from Florida,
right,
that are getting so engaged. And it's not just Florida. They're all over the place. There's a national movement afloat right now. In fact, there's a day coming up in March. I understand that they're looking at taking the day off.
24th,
high school schools. Yeah. And I believe that's March 24th, is it not?
Right.
And, you know, there's almost always something cataclysmic has to happen in order to get people to, like, wow, maybe we better do something.
And what's the earliest you remember those conversations when it...
You know, with me being involved in the commission, it wasn't necessarily that much of a matter during the campaign, but I became more and more familiar with it. And I think a lot of that is because of, you know, I was working with County Commissioner Karen McCullough, who's extremely passionate about this. And, you know, in fact, here when she had kind of like her soiree as she was leaving the city commission from this last term, she talked about continuing to feel like she needed to get her fingers in on the mental health issue. It's not going away. It's got to be dealt with sooner or later. And boy, I tell you what, if there are a whole lot more laters like what we saw last week, it's going to become more and more of a crisis situation that politicians have to handle. The sooner the better.
Folks, patience is running out for sure. If you missed any of this, go online, newsradiokman.com. On demand, you get you all caught up. Thanks for listening.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN.